I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're off to the world's driest continent to find the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Something's happening in parts of Australia that hasn't happened there for years. It's raining a lot. So Australia is the answer to our quiz. Big downpours have drenched parts of the country recently. In some places, that's caused damaging floods. But farmers in the state of New South Wales say the rains there are the best they've had in more than a decade. And as Phil Mercer reports, many hope it's a sign that Australia as long drought is becoming less severe.
3 months ago, much of New South Wales was dry and barren. But out here near Forbes, a small farming town in the plains of southeastern Australia, about 260 miles inland from Sydney, the recent downpours have revived land that was dying. On either side of the road heading to Gary Johnston's farm, green field stretch as far as you can see. A welcome boost to a beleaguered community.
There's kids here that are 8 and 10 years old that have never seen rain of any consequence. They've seen showers of rain, but they've never seen any puddle or large water ponding. That tells you how dry it is.
Mr. Johnston is a fourth generation farmer who grows livestock fodder on more than 7,000 acres. Like many here, Johnston sees the drought as a challenge that must be endured, even though he estimates it's cost him and his neighbours millions of dollars in lost revenue.
Farmers are pretty resilient generally, and they've toughed it out for a long time, but I think everyone was at breaking point, and still are. There's a lot of people in a lot of trouble. We need to have significant follow-up rain to keep the whole thing moving along.
The sound of rain has also brought the return of another sound, lawnmowers. They've been out in force since the heavens began to open on Christmas Day. The Weather Bureau has yet to release precise details, but everyone agrees that these are the best rains the Forbes region has seen in at least a decade.
Now, we have approximately 10 minutes left, boys and girls, to complete that exercise.
At the Forbes High School, teachers say the rains have improved students' behaviour and performance, almost as if it's revitalised their minds. Nicole Buttress and her classmate Clayton Clark are enjoying the new green landscape.
Seeing the children down at the lake with the water flowing over the road, it was kind of like a dream. Like, it was hard to believe with all the dryness, and now it's just the water's flowing over the road, the lakes are full, and people are happy.
I was travelling home from Sydney the other day also, and the amount of green there is from Sydney to Forbes, yeah, it's quite lovely to see. It's put everyone's spirits on a bit of a high.
It's just the lift this hard-pressed farming region has needed. Rates of depression have soared throughout the drought. Church groups say despite the gloom, the community has responded well to the challenges. Kel Hodge is a chaplain for Australia's Uniting Church.
It really tests the mettle of individuals and communities, but it also highlights, I think, the strengths and the nobility, I think, of the human spirit, where people really do care about one another.
Much more rain is needed if Australia's worst drought in 100 years is finally to be banished. But locals believe history shows that the recent downpours are a good sign. Livestock farmer Trevor Smith has studied the area's climate records back to 1874.
Going on that pattern, what's happened so far, it looks as though it might be the beginning of the end.
Is it likely to happen
this
year?
I think so, yeah. I said that also probably 4 years ago too, I don't know, you know, that's what, when you're a farmer you live in, you know, hope, otherwise you wouldn't do it.
But in this time of climate uncertainty, no one really knows whether the past is any guide to the future. Droughts are part of Australia's natural cycles, but there is concern that climate change could mean more severe dry periods. And even the recent rains have been uneven, leaving other parts of southern Australia still in a drought emergency. For now, though, after the driest decade in memory, the recent drenching in Forbes has given locals a glorious taste of what life used to be like here, and hope for what it might be like again if Australia's big dry really is coming to a close. Carissa Bywater is the general manager of the local council.
The conditions, the green, and just the spirit of everybody. It's just really lifted the community and really lifted the environment. It's amazing.
For The World, I'm Phil Mercer, Forbes, Australia.